Supplemental reading.
The rise and fall of the compact disc. Until the 1980s, the audio cassette and the vinyl record were the only ways to listen to music. Cassettes had a definite advantage over vinyl records because they were easy to carry around. Vinyl records, on the other hand, were fragile and easily scratched, chipped, or broken if not handled with care. In the early 1980s, the introduction of the compact disc, CD, marked the opening of a whole new era. This new music storage format was sold as being virtually impossible to break or damage. A compact disc is made from a very thick disc of polycarbonate plastic and weighs about 16 grams. A thin layer of aluminum is painted onto the surface to make it reflective. Finally, it is protected by a layer of lacquer. Now, of course, we know that this indestructibility is a myth, although CDs are much stronger than the old vinyl. The CD soon made vinyl records almost completely obsolete. The first CD ever was a recording of classical music. Over 30 years after its introduction, the compact disc remains the standard medium for the sale of audio recordings. However, since the start of the 21st century, the sales of pre-recorded CDs have been falling. Despite their strength and durability, the large size of CDs means they are no match for the MP3 file. People no longer want to store piles of discs in their homes or carry a heavy bag when they go out. They want to fit everything in their pocket. While one CD can carry just 14 or 15 songs, an MP3 player can carry hundreds of songs in a device the size of a USB stick.